Welcome to Church Online. It's great to have you with us. Special welcome if you're with us for the first time. My name is Lynn. I'm the minister at Adelaide West, bringing you this service together with the Reverend Dr. Phil Carr and others from Adelaide West today. We light a candle, remembering that Jesus is the beloved Son of God and that we are loved by God and also beloved. Reverend Dr. Phil Carr is sharing the message today. Phil is a retired minister, attends our church, and we're grateful that he regularly shares a message with us online and in person. We sing together. Then sings my soul, my Saviour God, to thee, how great thou art. Let's sing together how great God is.
See this. The Bible reading today comes from Matthew chapter 17, verses 1 to 9. After 6 days, Jesus took with him Peter, James and John, the brother of James, and led them up a high mountain by themselves. There he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as the light. Just then there appeared before them Moses and Elijah talking with Jesus. Peter said to Jesus, "Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, I will put up 3 shelters, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." While he was still speaking, a bright cloud covered them, and a voice from the cloud said, "This is my son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him." When the disciples heard this, they fell face down to the ground, terrified. But Jesus came and touched them. "Get up," he said. "Don't be afraid." When they looked up, they saw no one except Jesus. As they were coming down the mountain, Jesus instructed them, "Don't tell anyone what you have seen until the Son of Man has been raised from the dead." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
The year was 1967, the Cold War between the Communist East and the so-called Democratic West smouldered on. The six-day Arab-Israeli War had burst into flame. The US had ramped up troop numbers in Vietnam to almost 500,000. In 1967, in the land of the brave and free, people were divided over involvement in that war, and at the same time, that nation was polarized more than ever over issues of race. There were fiery protests and riots in many US cities, and strict curfews were imposed to curb the looting and the violence. In 1967, when I was only 19, Australia had invested even more in the Vietnam conflict, with young men being conscripted by ballot to go and fight. And we too here had large anti-war demonstrations on capital city streets. Likewise, Australia was struggling with racism, where amongst other things, a referendum was held in that year over whether to recognise Aboriginal and Islander people in the upcoming national census. Until then, until 1967, they didn't count. And I think that issue has still not been fully settled. All in all, in that year, things look rather bleak, to say the least. But also in 1967, grandfather of New Orleans jazz, Louis Armstrong, recorded a song. Its theme was in absolute contrast to the horrible global crises going on. It waxed lyrical about the beauty of life and the wonder of creation and the joy of human love and friendship. And it refused to acknowledge the world's ugliness and strife, the bombs and civil unrest, the pain and suffering. And this was sung by a man who, in his childhood, suffered emotionally on many fronts. And the song, you may have already guessed it, "What a Wonderful World." The colours of the rainbow so pretty in the sky are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, "How do you do?" They're really saying, "I love you." So here's a question. Which view do you think makes the most sense? Which is true to life? Is the world weird and woeful? Or is it wonderful? Well, there's little doubt about what most people back in 1967 thought, for when that recording was initially released, it sold less than 1,000 copies. In 1967, folk couldn't see past those crises. Humanity's inhumanity had blotted out their awareness of life's wonder and beauty. People couldn't see the stars for the clouds. Walking our dog the other day, I came across a large four-wheel drive parked on the side of the road. It had a black bull bar, two spotlights, and several aerials, had a roof rack, solar panel, side awning. In the back, there was a battery attached to a large fridge. But what really caught my attention was a sign that spanned the lower part of the entire front window. On it were written just two words. One was the F word, and the other, cancer. F cancer. Now, somewhat familiar with that disgusting disease, my first thought was, well, here's someone who's suffered this torment either directly or indirectly, and they're still reminding themselves of it every day, every time they get into the vehicle. It's like they don't want to forget how awful that time was. But then as I continued my walk, I thought, yeah, well, my cancer journey has not been all bad. I mean, sure, there have been distressing challenges, but also experiences that have left me with a deeper understanding of forgiveness and love and community. Cancer is bad, you betcha. But it isn't all bad. There can be joy despite the pain. This struggle over whether life is woeful or wonderful, or both, confronts people in every age, played out in the life of Jesus. I mean, he'd reached the pivot point on the seesaw of popularity, where from then on, every step forward would be one of decline into the clutches of his enemies. So he shared with his companions that his time was running out, that the privileged and the powerful would soon arrest him and execute him. But these men he shared this with, who'd given up everything to support him, just couldn't accept that it would all come to a sticky end. They wouldn't listen to Jesus. Their world suddenly felt anything but wonderful. They then hiked to a mountain where they set up camp. But Jesus took three of the 12, Peter, James, and John, and trudged further on up the mountain. Near the top, they stopped in their tracks when something out of this world happened. Suddenly they were joined by two others from God knows where, a fellow called Moses, another fellow called Elijah, a duo that hadn't been seen for at least 1,000 years. And as the meeting progressed between Jesus and these two visitors, the alpine clouds and mountain mist dissolved by an unmitigated brightness that was emanating from those blokes. Meanwhile, the three onlookers got so stoked, they interrupted proceedings to suggest to those VIPs that they construct shelters so the show could go on and on and on. But before that they could set to, those two ancients disappeared and the unearthly glow just, well, faded. But then a brilliant cloud sailed overhead and a voice from within it announced, "Jesus is beloved. Listen to him." At which point, the disciples' legs turned to jelly, but Jesus eventually approached them and said it was time to go back to the boys at the base of the mountain who must have been twiddling their thumbs and wondering what on earth was going on. So within a short space of time, they were informed about things about to go terribly bad, and then they had this experience, this, well, epiphany of epiphanies that told them that life is magical. A world that's woeful, and yet a world that's wonderful. This scene in Jesus' life was labelled the Transfiguration. And trying to figure out what actually happened is like thinking about what's on the other side of the universe. Many people, many Christians, in fact, think that this is just a fairy tale in some biblical fantasy land. And yet the first Christians rated it so highly, it was written up in all three synoptic gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and even gets a dedicated day on the church calendar. So that now, immediately prior to Lent and Easter, this, well, surreal story is presented to people in the pews. So that each year we sit alongside of those nine disciples at the bottom of the mountain, looking upwards and wondering just what exactly went on up there. And after preaching on this Sunday for more than 50 years, part of me thinks it would be better in an episode of The X-Files rather than in the New Testament. And yet there's another part of me that considers it one of the most, well, sublime, compelling, and comforting bits of wisdom that we'll ever come across. So let me just tell you quickly two things that stand out. The first, pretty obviously, life is not all good and life is not all bad. And sometimes, well, the bad seems to get the upper hand. But the good stuff is always there for those who can tap it. And that brings me to the second point. How is this good stuff found? How is it discovered? Do you remember the voice telling the disciples, "This is my beloved, listen to him"? Well, one way we can tap this is by listening to Jesus. We can experience wonderful things even when life is woeful. When we listen to Jesus, when we get blessed by being drawn into a much greater story than the one we may be telling ourselves. But you might be thinking, well, how do we listen to Jesus? Well, I think the answer involves rejigging our day a little bit to allow time each and every day to mull over the things that really matter. And maybe trying to relate some of that stuff to things that Jesus said in the Gospels. Another way that we listen to Jesus, I think, comes by recognizing that every time we see a need, Jesus is wanting to tell us something. He's wanting us to listen to him so that we can find a way to respond to those situations. In other words, to see a need is actually to hear a call. Well, there's just two ways we can discover that the wonders of life outweigh the woes. So Transfiguration reminds us that life is more than wars and strife, and that Jesus can still be heard beneath all the noise and stink of this life. In 1967, like every year before and since, one can easily say life is pretty woeful. But it can also be somewhat wonderful for those of us who can discern it. And I think that takes more than just watching more news on television or reading the paper. And one of those things is to start listening to Jesus a little bit more. For then I think life will be about moments that both, well, bruise and bless. And then despite all the woeful stuff, we'll still find ways to affirm that it's still a wonderful world. Oh yeah.
By the sound of his voice, seas that are shaken and stirred, can be calmed and broken for my regard. Through it all, my eyes are on you. Through it all, it is well. Through it all, my eyes are on you, and it is well with me. Far be it from me to not believe, even when my eyes can't see, and this mountain that's in front of me will be thrown into the midst of the sea. Through it all, my eyes are on you. Through it all, it is well. Through it all, my eyes are on you, and it is well. It is well. So let go, my soul, and trust in Him. The waves and wind still know His name. So let go, my soul, and trust in Him. The waves and wind still know His name. So let go, my soul.
Maybe a time for prayer. Lord, you took your friends with you when you went to pray on a mountain, and you showed them that there's so much more to this life than what meets the casual eye. While we don't live on mountaintops, there are nonetheless many times when we too want to sense We need to find the extraordinary within the ordinary. The stars above the clouds. To unearth something joyful when we're surrounded by events that invoke despair or anger. We seek this profound view of life among those who have no power, no rights, no voice, with people who are struggling with illness, for those who are grieving, for the victims of crime, for those who are oppressed by natural disasters, fire and flood and earthquake. Lord, we look for this in-depth understanding among those who live on the streets and those whose homes are not safe. We seek this beneath the surface reality, among those who grieve a past that is now no more, and those who fear a future that seems to be increasingly bleak. God, you meet us everywhere, but especially in the broken places. And you do so to help us understand that there always will be something more to life. Amen.
How great the chasm that lay between us. How high the mountain I could not climb. In desperation I turned to heaven and spoke your name into the night. Then through the darkness your loving kindness tore through the shadows of my soul. The work is finished, the end is written. Jesus Christ, my living hope. Who could imagine so great a mercy? What heart could fathom such boundless grace? The God of ages stepped down from glory to wear my sin and bear my shame. The cross has spoken, I am forgiven. The King of Kings calls me his own. Beautiful Savior, I'm yours forever. Jesus Christ, my living hope. Hallelujah, praise the one who set me free. Hallelujah, death has lost its grip on me. You have broken every chain. There's salvation in your name. Jesus Christ, my living hope. Hallelujah, praise the one who set me free. Hallelujah, death has lost its grip on me. You have broken every chain. There's salvation in your name. Jesus Christ, my living hope. Then came the morning that sealed the promise. Your buried body began to breathe. Out of the silence, the roaring lion declared, the grave has no claim on me. Then came the morning that sealed the promise. Your buried body began to breathe. Out of the silence, the roaring lion declared, the grave has no claim on me. Oh Jesus, yours is the victory. Hallelujah, praise the one who set me free. Hallelujah. You have broken every chain. There's salvation in your name, Jesus Christ, my living hope. Hallelujah. Praise the one who set me free. Hallelujah. Death has lost its grip on me. You have broken every chain. There's salvation.
Thank you for joining us today. We hope this service has been an encouragement to you. Thank you too to Phil for sharing with us today. If you would like prayer or pastoral care, please reach out by sending an email. Just listen. Listen to the beloved Son of God and know that you are deeply loved. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love and presence of God, the fellowship, friendship, and unity of the Holy Spirit be with you today and remain with you as you serve God. Amen. Blessings on your week.